Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In Sunday night's NFL preseason game at Tennessee, the Titans came back to win 19-16 over Seattle. Jason Myers of the Seahawks missed an extra point and a 44-yard field goal attempt. Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty left practice with an apparent sprained ankle. 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey returned to practice after calf tightness, and tight end George Kittle was activated off the PUP list. Wyndham Clark won the PGA playoff event in St. Louis by 3 strokes over Patrick Cantley. Ryan Blaney was the NASCAR winner at New Hampshire for the second straight year. Kyle Kirkwood took the IndyCar race on the streets of Washington, D.C. Coco Gauff swept the tennis final in Cincinnati. Klay Thompson officially joined the Miami Heat after clearing waivers. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark scored 37 points in Indiana's win at Chicago. And in a Major League ballgame in Williamsport, Atlanta over the Brewers 4-2.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Bureau of Land Management seeking feedback for leases in San Luis Obispo County. Small earthquake strikes Parkfield on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The California Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has opened an additional public comment period to receive input on plans for potential oil and gas leases in California. The plan includes 44 oil and gas parcels, totaling approximately 36,000 acres in Kern, Kings, San Luis Obispo, and Fresno counties, in a December 2026 lease sale. The public comment period ends September 20th. BLM completed scoping of these parcels in July and is seeking public comment on the parcels related to environmental analysis. Input will be used to help complete a review of each parcel. Leasing is the first step in the process to develop federal oil and gas resources. Interested commenters can find more information at the Bureau of Land Management's website, along with maps of the affected parcels. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Road as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs. Delays of up to 30 minutes are expected during construction activity. Activity is scheduled on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., August 24th through September 26th. Small earthquake rattles Parkfield on Saturday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A small earthquake rattled Parkfield on Saturday evening, according to the U.S. Geological Survey report. The quake struck at about 5:47 p.m. northwest of Parkfield with a recorded depth of 2.7 miles and a magnitude at 2.8 miles. The Paso Robles Youth Arts Center has launched its very first daytime homeschool class in its new state-of-the-art Justin Culinary Arts Teaching Kitchen. This new course will focus on hands-on instruction in cooking, basic kitchen safety, and foundational life skills. This daytime classroom presents homeschooling families the ability to fulfill a new elective criteria, complementing the center's core disciplines of art, dance, music, and theater. The Paso Robles Youth Arts Center is a nonprofit organization located at 3201 Spring Street, providing accessible after-school programming to children ages 5 to 18. For more information and on other programs offered at the Youth Arts Center, you can visit pryoutharts.org. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting this week. The Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be September 8th at 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Pirates 4-0, Padres beat the Twins 8-1, the Red Sox over the Giants 5-4, the Rangers beat the Angels 5-3, the Athletics over the Astros 7-6, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 8-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Reds, the Athletics will go against the Twins, the Padres will face the Pirates, the Angels will go against the Guardians. In high school football on Thursday, the Greyhounds beat Delano 33-14. Then on Friday, Bishop Diego defeated the Bearcats 37-24, the Eagles won against Crothers 41-8, Taft shut out Morro Bay 35-0, San Luis Obispo shut out Mountain Whitney from Visalia 14-0, Mission Prep beat Oxnard 42-27. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta called off talks scheduled for today with representatives from Paramount regarding the company's planned takeover of Warner Brothers. Paramount is trying to merge its studio operations with Warner Brothers, but 12 state attorneys general, including in California, have filed lawsuits to block the merger. Bonta called off the meeting after accusing Paramount of leaking information from a Friday meeting between the two sides, saying, quote, "As soon as Paramount stops playing games and engages sincerely, my office is happy to meet again." Southern California is about to experience one of its hottest temperatures this summer, according to weather officials. Some areas are under an extreme heat watch and could see temperatures as high as 107 to 112 degrees in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Cal OSHA has issued over $150,000 in fines against Blackbird Mountain Guides for 7 alleged violations regarding the 9 deaths earlier this year from one of the deadliest avalanches in the state's modern history. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
All tree nuts have nutritional density, but one of the most powerful one of all are almonds, and it's portable protein. You can walk around with almonds in your pocket and munch on them. Good for you. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Yeah, it's part of that vast ag information network. Clarice Turner is president and CEO of the Almond Board of California.
Yeah, there's almost not another food that you could name that has more nutritional density than an almond, right, to put in your body. So if you're going to eat something and you're going to spend the calories or whatever, that would be a really wise choice. So we are doubling down on that. You heard one of the influencers that we work with to be able to dial up that message. Going straight down the GLP path.
Associating the dense nutrition of almonds, hey, match it up with a GLP.
We're probably going to broaden it a little bit to say more of a message that has to do with nutritional density, particularly protein and fiber, because those two things are bullseye for GLP-1.
In more news, Blue Diamond Growers, the company's observations continue to indicate an almond crop size in the range of 2.65 to 2.7 billion pounds for this year's production. This all comes from Orchard Surveys.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Summer's here. Time to head out to the lake and time to visit Oak Hill Market. No need to pack a cooler. Oak Hill has everything you need for the day or weekend at the lake. Enjoy unique sandwiches and delicious treats from Oak Hill's Deli, or shop their old-time butcher shop for homemade sausages or that special cut of meat. Why pack a cooler? Shop when you get to the lake. Call ahead to have your order ready at 238-LAKE. Great food, great prices, great value. Oak Hill Market.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Corn has long been a staple crop in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, but in recent years, reports have shown a change in the region's agricultural makeup as more Delta farmers turn to rice, a move supported by state dollars. In 2019, the Nature Conservancy launched a rice crop conversion program using a $4.3 million state grant. The program offers financial aid to Delta farmers seeking to transition their acreage. He said, because rice growers flood their fields during the growing season, cultivation of the crop helps create habitat for species that rely on wetlands that once covered the region. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, low 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 103, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. 104 Wednesday, 100 on Thursday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The U.S. imposed new tariffs on Canada over the weekend. Canada plans to retaliate with tariffs on the U.S. September 8th. And now President Trump has posted on Truth Social the U.S. will also raise tariffs on imports of cars, trucks, and auto parts from Canada to 50% on January 1st, following the breakdown in trade negotiations last week. GM and Ford shares are lower. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected today to outline plans for an economic D-Day on Iran. Crude oil prices have moderated on the news, but are still elevated. There's some optimism about the Jersey Mike's sandwich chain this morning. Analyst Brian Vaccaro at Raymond James says new flavor profiles are continuing to bring in new customers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart and in Paso Robles having a huge sale starting August 28th through Labor Day Monday. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $1,699 and get a free adjustable base and recliners for as low as $399. Stop in. They're open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center. And remember, that's Ricky's Furniture Outlet in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. If a lawman in the Old West did his job well, as we shall see today, he could be handsomely rewarded, and that reward could result in a whole new career. Although John Barclay Armstrong was born in Tennessee, at the age of 21, he ended up in Austin, Texas. In Austin, he met a young lady and got married. Looking for some steady income to support his wife and the first of his seven children, Armstrong became a Texas Ranger. Working under Captain L.H. McNeely, Armstrong was so tenacious that he became known as McNeely's Bulldog. The Bulldog accompanied McNeely into Mexico and engaged in firefights with Mexican forces while bringing back outlaws. One evening in 1876, he and his men had three separate confrontations with outlaws. The result was five outlaws dead and one seriously wounded. After accidentally shooting himself, Armstrong decided he wanted to get into another profession that didn't involve gunplay. But Armstrong needed a grubstake, so he decided to see what outlaw John Wesley Hardin had to offer. And what he had to offer was a $4,000 reward on his head. The problem was that Armstrong was in Texas and Hardin was in Florida. So Armstrong boarded a train to Florida, even though he had no legal authority there. He found Hardin on August 23, 1877, and after some gunplay, arrested him. Battling authorities who were concerned about little things like warrants and jurisdiction, Armstrong had problems at almost every stop back to Texas. But he got his man to Texas and received the reward. Armstrong put the $4,000 to good use by purchasing a 50,000-acre ranch. And as soon as he could, Armstrong got out of the law business, living another 35 years as a rancher. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Youth Arts Center has launched its very first daytime school class in its new state-of-the-art Justin Culinary Arts Teaching Kitchen. This new course will focus on hands-on instruction in cooking, basic kitchen safety, and foundational life skills. Paso Robles Youth Arts is a nonprofit located at 3201 Spring Street. The California Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has opened an additional public comment period to receive input on plans for potential oil and gas leases in California, including in San Luis Obispo County. The comment period ends September 20th. More information and maps can be found at the BLM's website. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The world will find out about new U.S. sanctions for Iran.
At 1 p.m. today, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to unveil the White House's latest financial offensive, touting what he calls the toughest sanctions in history. And President Trump just posted on Truth Social, writing this, Iran is completely collapsing.
Fox's Alex Hogan at the White House. Firefighters try to corral the Hawk Fire in Reno, Nevada.
They continue to battle this dangerous and fast-moving wildfire. The fire broke out on Saturday, fueled by dry conditions and strong winds. And so far, it's scorched around 15,000 acres. Officials say the fire was human-caused, but wouldn't elaborate further as an investigation continues.
Fox's Max Gordon at the Incident Command Center in Reno. Six people have been injured. A number of structures have been damaged or destroyed. America's listening to Fox News.
Back to
to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunshine, mid-90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60 and will warm up the next couple of days. Well, more than warm, well, hot up. 103 on Tuesday. And then for your Wednesday, we should be about 104, 105, 100 on Thursday. Heading the other way, mid-90s on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, upper 80s and low to mid-80s a week from today. It's changed just a little bit the last couple of hours. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:30 a.m., 7:43 p.m., and we are at 69 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, well, let's see here. Coming up this afternoon, we're going to have a little fun talk about baseball. Sean Berry, 10-year veteran and still involved with the big leagues and so forth, is and a batting coach and other things with a couple of organizations. You know, some of the rule changes and some of the things behind the scenes, like those, you know, visits to the mound, what really goes on, maybe some funny things, et cetera, et cetera, and the looming baseball strike. So that, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. You know it. When we need a plumber, they need to be there now. Well, 24-7, same day, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us as we're on the backstretch headed for home. A little musical interlude here for a couple of moments. Maybe set the tone. Everybody sing.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day's coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Exchange.
Indeed. All right.
KPRL.
Phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I was the one that called in about the bridge.
Oh, okay.
You were. Yeah. yeah, I worked for Brian Meat Company in 68, 69, and that was quite a flood. We haven't had one like that since. We've had some that have kind of come close, but not really. And the river got diverted over towards the east by a well and a road that came across there. So the center of the river hasn't been really open for a long time. And it at that time, Brian Meat Company was below where Albertson is now. There was nothing else there, no bridge, no anything. Anyway, and the settling ponds were where the parking lot is for those condos. And the Stockyard and Kill Floor and all of that were over where the condos are now. And it was, the river came over to the east and was trying to take out the settling ponds for the slaughterhouse, and would have had it not been for dumping a whole bunch of rock in there. Anyway, that year also, the Navajo Road, I think what happened is the culvert couldn't empty, and water was coming over the road from out in that area, a foot deep. You couldn't go on that South River Road. And when it got to the bridge, there was trash in the river that was backed up against the walking, where we walk now, was backed up against that part of the bridge, and they actually had to bring in a crane with a crab on it to save the bridge. It was only 2 years old at that time. It got finished in 66, I believe. And so how can you build a bridge with cottonwoods right next to it? You can't. So there was nothing in the end. The first bridge was a trestle bridge off of 12th Street, and it was gone a long time ago. But the abutments were still there, and they took all that out, and they built that bridge from the south side and everything. So there were no trees there. There's actually a picture at the museum of a couple standing at, I believe it's the east end of the old trestle bridge, the 12th Street trestle bridge, and there's nothing in the river. Behind them, you can see the river. There's nothing in the river. So I don't know when it started filling with trees, but I do know that there's no way there were 30-foot cottonwoods right at the bridge. There couldn't have been. I don't know the date on widening the bridge, but that came later into a four-lane. It was only two-lane in 66. But I've been thinking, if rubbish and trees and everything else comes down and gets up against those poplar trees, where's the river going to go? Mm. It's going to go to South River Road, Union area, and right through all of those industries that are down there. It'll take out that intersection with the amount of water that was coming down that was actually able to get under the bridge and never did overtop the bridge at that time. But you create a dam there and you got a problem. And I know Fish and Game is a disaster to try to get through, but somebody's got to try to get through. If we have that El Nino, that's been 57 years ago that last big flood was there.
We
have a big El Nino.
I didn't realize that Navajo was. I thought most of those houses, Navajo and that whole area over there, didn't come in until the mid 70s.
You're correct. So you've got all those roofs up in there now, almost there was a little development there in the 60s that went down just a little ways, but nothing came clear across. All of those houses in there off of Navajo and all the girl names, all the Indian names, the horse names, Centennial Park, Melody didn't even go across to the country club, to Niblick at that time. It went down about four blocks and ended. So all of those houses and all of that roofs and all of that water is going to come right on down there, and which would put it right into those condos and then across that parking lot. But if the river backs up, that parking lot won't be there either. It'll take it out.
Was the when it started to develop, and I may be mixing years here, was the, you know, with the meat where you worked, was that during when you were working or afterward the neighbors started to complain about having the yards and the meatpacking plant there because they could look over from their house and look down? Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that. It was because of the smell of the settling ponds.
Okay.
I can't remember whether Navajo was there. I've been trying to figure that out, but there was a house where those government-assisted housings are and big brand and all of that. There was one house right up there. The guy that owned the market at the top of Creston Road there. I don't remember whether Navajo, that area was accessible. I think it was, but I don't know for sure. But once they started building those houses up there, the smell of those settling ponds, and until they put in the interceptor sewer line and they started pumping it into that, that was a problem. And part of what shut the meat plant down. Other than that, it wasn't a smelly place, but those things for sure were, those settling ponds.
I always get a kick out of it because the same thing, if you remember X amount of years ago in Templeton with the yard there. The yard is there, and somebody decides to build, and after it's built and people buy and move in, then they start to complain.
Yep. Yeah, and it shuts it down.
Yes.
There were other reasons why Bryan Meat Company sold out, and it became a chicken plant for a little while. I don't know what they were doing in there. And then some people out of Chicago bought it and opened it up into Paso Robles Meat Company for a year, year and a half, maybe at the most 2 years, but it couldn't make it either. But there were a lot of reasons, union reasons, age of Gene Bryan. He'd been told, doctor told him, you keep working like you're working and we'll put you in a pine box, you know.
Mm.
And that's the history there. But I was also working in what's now the TAPS building during the late 80s. And we did have some pretty good gully washers down that time, but not like it was in 68, 69. That took out the Sam McGill Bridge. They never did find the concrete. And it took out there was a little one-lane bridge that was Airport Road that came over into Union, where it empties onto the freeway. Now, that didn't exist. And it took that bridge out. The World War, it took that one out. I wonder now what's going to happen to some of the water park that's down in there if the Whirra ever does get really up and going. And it will at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, anybody that's been around here any length of time is when we get a good rain, that Whirra, it doesn't take that long for it to fill up.
No.
Hey,
in fact, when the Easterners, I saw an advertisement once for the riverboat that would go up the Whirra Whirra to the land they were opening up in the area up in there, that they were selling land to Easterners that thought the riverboat would go up the Whirra Whirra.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, you know, when you mentioned the TAPS, where TAPS truck accessory is now, across the street, was that that used to be Johnny Paula Equipment?
Correct, and he bought the H.H. Woods building when they put the other two lanes on the bridge. It took off the whole front of H.H. Woods. H.H. Woods offices used to be where the road goes through now, and Pala bought that, and we were building truck beds in there. Another little funny thing, when the last big flood, I think, was late 80s, I didn't work there anymore after 90, summer of 90, but after that flood went down, and it wasn't that big a flood, then I'm working in there, and I hear this yelling and screaming coming down the river, and here's two naked guys on a raft floating the river. So it wasn't that big a storm that they could do that. But good old Paso Robles, huh?
No, that's pretty funny, because I think the one in the late 80s is that there were some people putting their rowboats in the river.
There was a fella that actually tried to raft the river in a rowboat and had to be saved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. Lee Alderson was actually his name. So he was a relative of the Moes that had the dollhouse and all of that.
Yeah, Helen Moe's dollhouse.
Yeah,
that was north of town.
Right, yeah. He was... he was his mother was a Mo.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, he tried to raft it in a rowboat and got stuck on an island and had to get saved.
Well, nothing like making the family proud.
There you go. But yeah, if we have another flood, I can imagine what's going to happen. But wowee.
Well,
I mean, that river needs to be cleared out from above First Street Bridge, clear down to past the 24th Street Bridge.
Well,
24th Street Bridge is safe, but...
Well, just think about it. Considering the population from then until now on the devastation it would wreak on people if some of the outlets are closed off because you can't get over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when you look at the topography of what was happening in 68, 69 with the settling ponds, that's not very much below the east end of the First Street Bridge. If it overtopped on that east end, can you imagine what had happened there?
Mm. Wow.
You know, if it backed up, because the river's pretty flat from there clear up to the First Street Bridge, and I'm thinking, well, the First Street Bridge, that's no big deal. It's tall enough. It'll make it. Not that east end. That's pretty low. You go into a pretty big dip on that east end.
Yeah, because those apartments are right there as well.
Those apartments are right there. If it dammed up at 13th, I don't know how high it'd be there, but it'd be substantial.
Yeah, it would.
We never had a dam at 13th Street before, but we will if we get a 68-69 flood. And we're 57 years out.
Well,
that was a 50-year flood.
I don't want to say it, but it's the ideal the 100-year flood type of thing that be prepared.
Yeah, yeah, and we are not.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it'd take to get through the government to actually get in there and clear that river, and it'd be a substantial amount of money, but a whole lot less than a couple of bridges.
Well, you know, government, let's react after the problem.
Yeah. Good luck on that one.
Yeah. Well, sir, you've been a just a wealth of information. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been wanting to call for quite a while and finally got her done.
All right, it's harmless.
Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Say hi to Chris for me, would you?
All
He's
right.
doing a good job.
All right, thank you very much. All right, that is so cool. I just love the history. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. That was a great call.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. We got another call too.
So while you guys were talking, I was looking up what happened at 68 and 69 at the Salinas Reservoir, and during that flood time, because they're not managing the reservoir correctly, and they don't let enough water out during the summer months with the live stream agreement, 125,000 acre feet of water came over the dam.
Wow.
That dam holds 23,000 acre feet. They leave it full. The river can absorb water during the summer months better than the winter months because we're adding water and it's flowing faster, and they don't do any releases. If they did the releases, in my view, to lower that reservoir down to at least 50%, because San Luis never uses more than 3,000 to 4,000 acre feet of water out of that 23,000 acre feet. So it's sitting there not recharging the basin. And then if it's full during the beginning of winter, what's going to happen to all the other water that's coming down?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well,
but that's what's so, I don't know why these management people can't do what I just did. I got every annual and monthly record of that dam. How it's been operated, what spilled, what they used. It just goes on and on and on. And this is the whole deal with this basin management stuff and all these different things and the money they waste on stuff. They'll get a grant, they'll do a study, and that's just to pay them to sit around in a room.
Yep.
There was a bridge that washed out, I don't know what year, it was probably that same year, in Atascadero. the abutments are on both sides of the river. The bridge is gone.
Oh, that was, gosh, I can picture it, but well, obviously I wasn't here, but I, you know, I've known and I've seen, and I can't recall the name of it. Maybe somebody can help us out. Yeah.
You got it.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you.
Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Okay, this could be quick. I went down a canoe from Paso Robles to San Miguel in the 80s. Okay, me and my son did it. It was about a 15-foot canoe, and we did it. It was a lot of fun. And, I mean, it wasn't like Deliverance, but it was. We didn't hear any banjo music, but it was fun. It was right after the storm, and it was moving, you know, at a nice pace, but we were able to do it. And the Bryant meat company, the smell really didn't start getting really bad until they started doing the chickens. And then it really got bad. So,
How long did it take you to get to San Miguel?
You know what? I think it took me about, it's hard to say, but I think about an hour.
Okay.
You know? All right. It was a lot of fun, though. It really was. It was a kind of exciting. The only kind of a dangerous experience that we did notice was that the barbed wire that was right near the edge of where we were at. We were afraid that we would hit the barbed wire and then we'd be in trouble. But we kind of stayed in the area where we were kind of safe, and it was fun. There was ducks on it and all kinds of things, birds flying in. It was enjoyable. I did dump it when we were trying to get off in San Miguel, and but we handled it and got back on and were able to do it.
So what month was that?
No, I have no idea. I just noticed that. No, it was when the big storm was in there in the 80s, and it was near the it wasn't raining or anything, and the riverbed had kind of calmed down a little bit. So we thought, well, why not? Let's give it a try, and we did.
That barbed wire was from the people's property, right?
Yes, it was. In those days, because we used to hunt the riverbed, it was they'd run that barbed wire completely across the riverbed, so their animals wouldn't get, because they'd release them in the riverbed.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
All right. Well, hey, nice again. Another nice history talk.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, on the text, the San Miguel Bridge washed out in 1969 due to forage buildup on its pillars. The bridge was rebuilt after the 69 flood, and in the early 80s, it had to be rebuilt due to concrete flaws. That's when they limited the traffic on it. Okay, that's when I got here. The 69 bridge crossed over closer to Indian Valley Road. That is why the intersection is screwed up. Well, now every morning when I come in, I'm going to think about that. That's just pretty neat knowing about that. Because for those of you that have moved in, Charlet. Because, again, when I got here, Charlet was a windy, barely a one-lane road. I mean, you can get two cars, but you know what I mean. And let's just say it was a nice car. It was a nice road to have a manual transmission and just drive it, because that was, and it doesn't seem like that long ago, that was considered out in the country.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting this week. The Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be September 8th at 6 p.m. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive. Activity is scheduled to be from 7 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. through September 26th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, former Major League Baseball player Sean Barry. He's a local. He lives here. He's been involved with baseball for many, many years, and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about some of the things that, well, the new rules and what takes place on the mound, the pitcher, the conversations, and stuff like that, all right? And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.